Good afternoon, everybody. So, here's a question. Who among you do not know what Bookshare.org is? Anybody? Say I. Okay, so then I guess everybody does know what Bookshare.org is. Okay, so we all know that Bookshare.org is an online digital library where you can find reading material that you can use with your Braille notes, with your Window Eyes, with your Kurzweil product, with OpenBook, with anything from Visuate that reads DAISY or BRF files, with your book perts, with your book couriers. We provide the content that you can use to access with your assistive technology product. Our collection presently numbers over 18,000 books, accessible in DAISY format or BRF. You decide what it is you need to do. Our collection is anything that you would find walking into a current library or bookstore. You can browse through the collection in terms of genres, fiction, nonfiction, history, mystery, science fictions, romance, cooking, gardening, biographies, all of the above. We have that. And it's not just the classics. It's not just things that were written by people who died 150 years ago. It's people who are still writing nowadays. Bill Clinton's book was up on our website the day it was released. So that was a pretty good accomplishment for us. We have titles that you would find if you were looking at the bestseller list on the New York Times. We're that current. It's a pretty amazing process. Most of our collection does come to us as scans from our user community, so it is what people who are members are submitting, and that reflects in the diversity of the collection. But since you guys are the technology group, let's focus a little bit on that. Last time I spoke with you guys, we were talking about how we were integrating O'Reilly & Associates' Safari collection onto our site. I'm pleased to let you guys know that we are on parity with their collection. Everything that is in the Safari titles that is published by O'Reilly & Associates, you can find on Bookshare.org. And if it's not with us yet, wait a couple of weeks. It'll be there. And that's been a really, really nice deal for us. And O'Reilly has been kind enough to let us distribute their collection worldwide to people with visual impairments. So this is one thing that we can say, yes, even if you don't live in the U.S., you have access to that. Unfortunately, for the rest of the material, if you live in Australia, if you live in Bermuda, if you live in Canada, all you get is access to our public domain material. But otherwise, if you do reside elsewhere and technology is your shtick, consider us a source for your material. How many of you would like to be able to get the paper every morning? Yep, okay. So how many of you are familiar with the NFB Newsline service? Okay, so our big announcement this year is that we are now offering Newsline service via Bookshare.org. It's a gradual rollout. We started out a bit small just to test everything, make sure it works. So we have the latest edition of the New Yorker magazine. Pretty fun stuff, and we have two newspapers, the USA Today and Arizona Republic. You get fresh news daily. So if you've ever gotten Newsline and you got Newsline elbow from holding your phone up to your ear while you're listening to the news, you don't have to do that anymore. If you're a Bookshare.org subscriber, you come onto our site, download your news, and plug it into whatever technology you have, and enjoy your cup of coffee while you're listening to the news. And that's been a really, really exciting piece of development for us. So as I mentioned, we're starting off gradually with that. We'll be adding a couple more newspapers incrementally to make sure we don't break anything, that make sure everything is taken care of, and hopefully we'll be on parity with everything that you could get by dialing up the Newsline service number. And the flexibility in that is if you want to take it with you on your portable device, you can do that. You can go off. You don't have to stick by your phone. You don't have to stick by your computer. It's your news however it is you want it. And we'll be offering, just like Newsline does, today's news, yesterday's news, and the most recent weekend edition. So we're really, really happy about that. Other than that, I don't have too much else to say. Other than we do not have hats, we do not have fans, we just have books. And if you're interested in hearing more about any of this stuff, please stop by our booth, booth number 63. The gentleman from Book Courier, Steve Gomez, is sharing a booth with us. So if you have questions about his Book Courier or book note, I believe it's called. No, the book port, I'm sorry. He's on hand, so you can ask him any questions about all of that. So, Frank, if I still have some time, I'll take some questions if anybody asks.
You do.
Okay.
Are there any questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Safari series is a series of books by O'Reilly Associates, mainly, specifically relating to technology and reference materials for things like programming applications, coding, Microsoft Office stuff, hints and tricks to take fuller advantage of applications and programming.
The question was, what's the arrangement? Do you have a special arrangement with Victor readers?
Yes, we do. Any Bookshare.org subscriber is entitled to download a copy of Visuate's Victor Reader Soft, Bookshare.org edition. It is a copy of their software, Victor Reader Soft, that you can download, and it will play Bookshare.org books for you. On the computer, yes. That is correct, sir. We will give you the software so that your computer can access the material. Okay. Yes, Susan, from Australia, I believe it was.
Susan. I'd like
to tell you about the free trade agreement that's now happening between the U.S. and Australia and suggest that maybe the publishers might like to join it.
Okay.
Because it really is a pretty ludicrous situation to, you know, be excluding part of the world from what's an essential kind of service.
Yes, it is. I'm not sure how much in tune Jim Fruchterman, our president, is with the impacts that this free trade agreement will have, but it is something that he reviews fairly regularly. So if there's been any update in that that will allow us to do this, he will pursue it. Oh, and just because I remember from last year, Susan, the gentleman to your Wright had asked about the Left Behind series. Sir, we have all 12 of the books available on our site, as you may or may not know. Okay. Are there any more questions for me? Okay, well, thank you all very much for your time, and enjoy the rest of your afternoon.